Yeah, that's a really powerful question.
That's a beautiful question.
That is a very wise question, Lauren.
Hello, and welcome to a mini episode of The Right Question, a radio program and podcast featuring authors from the American West and beyond. The Right Question is supported in part by Humanities Montana and members of Montana Public Radio, and by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. This episode is also supported by a co-op of independent bookstores in Montana, Fact and Fiction Books in Missoula, Montana Book Company in Helena, Chapter 1 Bookstore in Hamilton, and Bookworks of Whitefish. I'm Lauren Korn, speaking with Linda Holmes, one of the hosts of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast, and the author of, most recently, Back After This, which has been called a sweetheart of a novel, fun and warm, full of Linda's signature charm. This book is something of a rom-com, yes, but it's a love letter and a peek behind the curtain into the world of audio podcasting. Cecily Foster is a podcast producer still reeling from a breakup with a man whose star is rising in the world of audio production. When she's given the opportunity to host her own show, Cecily is intrigued until she learns the catch. The podcast is about her personal life, tracking a series of first dates organized for Cecily by an influencer named Eliza. Linda, thank you so much for joining me to chat about Back After This. Welcome to The Right Question.
Thank you so much for having me.
If we had more time today, I'd probably have you read a short excerpt from your book. But in lieu of that, I want to point your attention and our listeners' attention to a passage wherein your leading lady, Cecily, a podcast producer, thinks about a quote-unquote particular kind of guy, specifically her ex, Justin, who gets a Soundwave tattoo on his forearm. The Soundwave is copied from a recording of his own voice saying, "Hi, this is Justin Dash." I laughed out loud when I read that passage.
Because you know.
Yeah, well, not all of our listeners and not all of your readers are part of this world of audio production and podcasting. So tell me about the writing process, about letting readers into this world in a palatable and interesting and often really funny way, about writing about podcasting and audio for people not in this world.
Yeah, I felt like it would be fun. I always think that in a romantic comedy, which is basically what this is, I always think it's more fun if you can also ground it in a world of work or craft or setting that gives it a little bit of a feeling of happening in a particular person's life. And here that was audio. That was audio and podcasting because, you know, partly obviously because it's my own world, but I always think, you know how it used to be that all the people in rom-coms worked in magazine publishing?
Yes.
It's just like you, when you put people in a journalism or journalism adjacent type of job, they get the opportunity to try things and to work on projects and to be creative in a way that can be very useful as a writer of fiction.
So then what makes the world of audio production and podcasting so ripe for romance?
You know, I think that anytime you have people talking to each other about what they're really passionate about, that is a great way to advance a relationship. And that's true whether you have people talking about the fact that they really love math or they really love fixing cars or they really love, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. In this case, it's her being able to share the fact that this is her craft. This is the thing that she's really passionate about, is wonderful sound and making projects that she's really proud of.
I want to step outside of this book specifically for just a moment. Linda, what first appealed to you about romance as a genre, and what keeps it appealing as you continue to write within it?
You know, I think romantic comedy in particular is just something from which I've always drawn a lot of joy. And it's always been a balance of, you know, deep feeling and then also things that are funny, you know, conversation that's funny, dialogue that's funny. And I think for me, it was, it's also a genre that I've always read a lot in terms of books. I've also always, you know, the whole run of kind of 80s and 90s romantic comedy movies are really the movies that I fell in love with when I was a younger person. And so I think it's something that I've always loved. And so my goal with this book was to write sort of a really romantic comedy, like to really kind of double down on that and make my, you know, one that I would love.
Mm-hmm. Let's jump back into books. I'm curious, Linda, what did the protagonists of your previous books, Evie or Lori, teach you about the genre of romance, about writing about romance, that then you used for this book, for this story, back after this?
Well, Evie, from my first book, that story is a little bit heavier. She's dealing with some grief and some guilt, and she's had a bad marriage. And so I think that's where I kind of learned to write about a note of melancholy in a romance, because parts of her life have been really difficult. And then I think with Lori, she was somebody who, to me, she was interesting because she really wanted to fall in love. She really wanted that for herself, but she was very hesitant to, she didn't necessarily want to share her living space with anybody, and she didn't necessarily want to be married or have kids, but she wanted the relationship. And so she was really, she really had to step up and figure out, what is my version of a happy ending? And what does that mean to me? And so I think writing those two women was a really good preparation for writing about Cecily, who is then kind of faced with this, here's 20 guys to go on blind dates with, plus here's this guy that you randomly met running down the street. What do you actually want out of this? Like, what are you actually looking for? And so I think writing those books helped me prepare to write about that process for her.
Linda, do you indulge in reality TV shows that focus on romance, dating shows like Love is Blind, mm-hmm. or Love Island, or The Bachelor franchise? Any of those at all?
I have watched quite a bit of Love is Blind. I tend to cringe so hard at parts of Love is Blind that I sometimes give up on it, but it's not for lack of interest in what they're doing. I do think it's always, I think on dating shows, it's always really funny how you're sort of, there's sort of this idea that if a person who doesn't even really know you picks like 20 people for you to pick from, obviously one of those people should be the person that you want to marry, which I think is a very bizarre idea. But yeah, I do have a long history of watching those kinds of shows, the Love is Blind stuff. And the I used to watch The Bachelor long ago, but not so much anymore.
If we're talking about all of your books together, their relationship to one another, I want to talk about the Linda Holmes fictional universe, so to speak. Halls of Power is a fictional TV show in this world of romance that you've created. It mm-hmm. appears in each of your books. Mm-hmm. Talk about that. Why you've created this thread or this Easter egg of sorts for your readers, for your trusted readers who have read and will read each of your books?
I think there are two things. One is, when I read books by the same writer, I'm always amused when there's a little like, oh, I recognize that from the other book. Like, it's just something that I find pleasurable from people who write multiple books. So part of it is just it's just a thing that I think brings people, if you can do it in a way that's not distracting, it brings people a little bit of joy without being confusing to anybody who maybe hasn't read the other books. You don't want to do it in a way where people feel like, I'm lost, I don't understand why this is in here. But the other reason is, you know, I do have this history of writing about pop culture and television, and I do think that TV shows often play an interesting role in developing friendships and bonds between people. So, you know, in the first book, Evie watches Halls of Power with Dean, this guy that she has met, who's become her housemate. In the second book, you know, Lori kind of discovers that she and her old boyfriend, her ex from high school, Nick, that they both like this show. And in this book, you get a little bit more of them kind of Cecily and Will kind of talking about, you know, there being no shame in loving a show like Halls of Power, which is very much set up to be like a nighttime soap. It's like a scandal type of show. And it's really just a fun, for me, it's just a fun thing to continue to lay it out. And it will probably, unless I start writing books that are set in the past, it will probably always exist.
Yeah, that makes sense that you're using Halls of Power as this connective tissue, especially because, as we've already talked about, those are things that bring people closer together. Mm-hmm. TV shows, music, podcasts, those are the things that draw people together in romance, whether we're talking about romance in reality or romance in the genre.
Yeah.
We've barely touched the surface of your book, but is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know before we sign off today?
Well, one thing I would say is that I recorded the audiobook for this. So that was a new experience for me. A lot of, you know, a lot of recording, a lot of listening to my stomach growl in the mic. And it's really challenging. I'm such a fan of narrators, and I didn't do the first two books, but I did do this one. So if you're interested in hearing me tell you this story in my very own voice, you can listen to the audiobook.
Thanks again for joining me, Linda.
And thank you,
Lauren. Congratulations on the release of Back After This. It is such a fun book.
Thank you. This is really fun. Thank you.
That was Linda Holmes, one of the hosts of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast and the author of Back After This, out now from Ballantine Books, an imprint of Penguin Random House. If you want to listen to this conversation again or share it with friends, or if you want to find out more about Linda, go to mtpr.org. You've been listening to a mini episode of The Right Question. This episode was produced by me. I'm your host, Lauren Korn. Chris Moyles engineered this episode. The artwork for The Right Question was designed by Molly Russell. Funding for The Right Question is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. This episode is also supported by a co-op of independent bookstores in Montana: Fact and Fiction Books in Missoula, Montana Book Company in Helena, Chapter One Bookstore in Hamilton, and Bookworks of Whitefish. Many thanks to Humanities Montana for supporting this program since 2008. And thank you for listening. The Right Question is a production of Montana Public Radio.